You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Now we'll hand the mic over to the next generation and hear what it's like to grow up in the Bay Area. This past spring, KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs teamed up with a class of high school seniors and Matter, the flagship magazine on Medium.com. Over the course of several weeks, students shared stories about where they grew up, how they navigate high school, their struggles and fears, and the experiences that shape who they are today. We'll hear from two now. First, how a high school party changed the course of one student's life. Then we'll hear from another student who tells us about learning what it means to be a feminist. And a note to our listeners, some of what the students talk about is sensitive in nature. We won't be using their names to protect their privacy.
In eighth grade, pretty much throughout school, I never had really a lot of friends. And then I finally found this person, and mostly she was the only actual best friend I had at the moment. Like, sure, I had other friends, but none of them could relate to, like, I guess the bond we had. Like, it wasn't like the I love you bond, but it was like we have a lot of respect for each other. She invited me to go to a party once, and I was like, sure, I don't really like parties, but I'll go just to say hi and just to hang out. This was in freshman year. At the party, I was there for like 20, 30 minutes, and then some gangbangers showed up and started shooting up the place because the owner of the house was like Norteño, and the other guys were like Sureños. And then in the crossfire, my friend got shot in front of me. I just ran to her and she was shot once, but it was like under her heart, so it pretty much broke some of her ribs, and I guess it pierced her lung, so she couldn't breathe, and then she passed away right there. One of the gangbangers who was starting the fight, they started shooting, and then when got shot, I was in rage and I threw a vase and like at the dude's face, and he was unconscious and had like a piece of the vase in his cheek. And then eventually the police showed up and I was still there while everyone was still gone. It hurts to talk about it. It's one of my deepest things, but sometimes I just needed to let it go. Honestly, and it just helps when I just talk about it. Well, if she was here, mostly I'll tell her that my life is slowly getting back together and that I'm going to college soon, and hopefully your spirit will just be in peace.
When I thought of the age of 18, I thought it was like the age that I could finally like do something with myself. Becoming 18 is like the first time that I'm going to be able to like step out there and be like, this is what I want done and changed, and this is how we're going to do it, or this is how I want to do it, basically. One of the first things would just be like a lot of like gender issues, you know, like in America and outside America. A woman is a mother, right? And it's like we can change so much if we like change like women's lives. If we change their lives, they're gonna have a better chance to like influence their kids, and then their kids are gonna influence other kids, and they're gonna have their own kids. I remember that girls were made to play softball instead of baseball, but at my school there weren't enough boys to like have their own baseball team, and there weren't enough girls to have their own softball team, so they just combined the few. And I remember, I think that was like the time where I experienced the most like sexism, basically, because I remember, like, we would go to games and they would see, like, girls playing and they'd be like, oh, this is a softball team, or, like, the coach would put, like, the girls last. And so it's like, it was like, that was like the time where I experienced like the most like sexism. I think it's like, cause we were all changing as girls, like we were like hitting puberty. And so it's like, you know, boys were treating us different too. Like we all of a sudden became this really sensitive thing, you know, like you can't touch them or you can't push them anymore. You can't like play with them or like I can't play in the dirt anymore, right? And even my mom and my dad started changing. Like in my culture, like in Hispanic culture, it's like really ingrained where a woman's place should be. And it's not like I should be getting an education. My dad, like he's like, oh, well, you're not gonna do anything because it's really ingrained in him. Or like I had, my mom's like, I'm gonna teach you how to start cooking and start cleaning. It made me want to like be better than like what people expected.